This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 2, 2026.
Athex AI just raised $3 million to build voice AI that actually works for Accent's global models struggle with. And it's likely their buyers are already backing them, which is a big deal.
That's an interesting play. But our read at Tech Cocoon is that the real test for any AI ambition is the infrastructure behind it. Can they actually get the compute power and data they need to train these models? And at what cost?
And that's where the story gets really interesting. Athex AI is targeting customer support, which means they'll need to navigate the whole mess of telecoms regulation and data protection laws.
So, what should builders and operators be watching here? Are they going to be able to get the right data and compute power to make this work? Or will infrastructure constraints hold them back?
Village Capital has made its first investment in Ghana through its Africa Ecosystem Catalysts facility, backing Rivia Clinic's primary care network and logistics firm VDL. This is a big vote of confidence in Ghana's health tech scene.
That's a great point. And it's also worth noting that our standing question at Tech Cocoon is which governments will get the balance right between regulating health tech and letting innovation flourish. Will Ghana be one of them?
Yesterday, we talked about Tibu Health putting clinics inside pharmacies, and this Rivia Clinics investment is another example of how health tech is changing the way healthcare is delivered in Africa.
So what does this mean for health tech operators? Should they be looking to Ghana as a hub for innovation? And what are the key regulatory issues they need to watch? African startups have crossed $1.3 billion in funding this year, but the mix has flipped to debt, e-mobility, and stablecoins. What does this mean for the continent's tech scene?
Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months that debt is becoming a more important part of the funding landscape. And this shift is a sign that investors are getting more cautious about valuations and wanting to see more tangible returns.
That's a great point. And it's also worth noting that our analysis of the stablecoin space is that it's really a settlement tech story, not a crypto story. So, what does this mean for payments infrastructure in Africa?
So, what should investors be watching here? Are stablecoins going to be a key part of the payments infrastructure in Africa? And what are the regulatory risks they need to consider? A new report is warning that Africa could lose billions to satellite internet, thanks to fragmented licensing of operators like Starlink. This is a classic example of the infrastructure challenges we always talk about at Tech Cocoon.
And our read is that the real issue here is the binding constraint of power and grid reliability. Can these satellite operators actually get the power they need to deliver on their promises, and at what cost?
This is also a regulatory story, though. Which governments will get the licensing right, and how will they balance the need for revenue with the need for innovation and access to connectivity?
So, what should telecoms operators and investors be watching here? Are they going to be able to navigate the complex web of regulations and infrastructure constraints to make satellite internet work in Africa? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.